You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has introduced changes to his government's energy policy, including dumping emissions targets and setting a default power price. Mr. Turnbull says the changes are needed to ensure energy prices decrease, but they come amid growing discontent from within his government over his national energy guarantee. In a major backdown, he admits the original guarantee lacked enough support from his own party room to pass through Parliament.
We need to have, effectively, all of our members in the House of Representatives to vote with the government to carry legislation. You all understand the arithmetic of that. And at this stage, we have a number of people. It's not a huge number, or it's not even a, it's a small number, I suppose, in the scheme of things. But nonetheless, it would be sufficient to prevent us from carrying the legislation.
Opposition energy spokesman Mark Butler has told Parliament he is concerned about the rate at which the energy policy has changed.
Over the past 2 years, the Prime Minister has asked Labor to support an emissions intensity scheme, a clean energy target, the National Energy Guarantee that went to the party room last Tuesday, another version announced on Saturday, and yet another policy 4 hours ago. Which of these five government policies does the government currently support? Aren't Australians paying the price for 5 years of this government focusing on itself instead of policies to bring down power prices for Australian households?
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the Prime Minister is focused on keeping his job rather than adjusting to energy policy Australians would support. The move comes amid reports some sitting MPs and others within the Liberal Party believe a switch from Mr. Turnbull to someone like Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton could win back One Nation and Katter's Australian Party supporters. The latest Fairfax Ipsos poll published on Sunday night found the coalition's primary vote had dropped from 39 to 33% in just a month. Labor also opened its advantage over the coalition, leading 55% to 45% on a two-party preferred basis. Mr. Shorten says the government's move in energy policy shows Mr. Turnbull is just appealing to hardliners within his party.
Mr. Turnbull's demonstrated that he's not the leader this nation needs. Real leadership is about fighting for the principles you believe in. Real leadership is about not always giving in to your enemies every time they disagree with you. Real leadership should be about putting lower pollution and lower prices at the forefront of energy policy. But the problem is with Mr. Turnbull, every time people who don't like him in his party disagree with him, he gives up.
Mr. Shorten has indicated his party will only support the bill if energy prices are reduced and emissions targets are met. Mr. Turnbull initially claimed the legislation could not be brought before Parliament because he could not secure bipartisan support from the opposition. However, hours later, he acknowledged the real issue lay in his own party room. He has told Parliament the new legislation will not be introduced until his colleagues give it their full support.
I explained the circumstances in my press conference this morning. It's perfectly straightforward. We have a majority of one in this House. We need to have all or almost all of our party room to support legislation for the government to carry it on its own numbers. With respect to this matter, we're not in that position at this stage. We continue talking to our colleagues.
Labor's Jed Carney has played on the leadership speculation in Parliament, terming Mr. Turnbull the current Prime Minister.
My question is to the current Prime Minister. Can the Prime Minister confirm that he's had five different signature energy policies, including two just today? He's planning on dumping his signature big business handout, and his government is completely paralysed by infighting and chaos.
But Speaker Tony Smith was not impressed with her introduction.
I listened to the member for Batman, and her question at the very beginning had an inclusion or a lead-in with respect to the question to the Prime Minister. I'm just going to make really clear, having reflected through the answer, that I'm not going to allow that course to occur. If members are incapable of simply asking a question to the Prime Minister or Minister without adding in any other words, I'm going to sit them down and I won't be offering a chance to rephrase the question.
Malcolm Turnbull has denied the changes are aimed at holding off a leadership challenge from Peter Dutton. Asked if he had spoken with Mr Dutton, he said Mr Dutton had given him his full support.
Have you spoken to Peter Dutton today?
Yes, Peter, absolutely. Peter Dutton was at our leadership group meeting this morning, and he was in the cabinet last night. He is a member of our team. He has given me his absolute support. Thanks a lot.
Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott says ongoing debate within the government over energy policy is not about personalities nor the future of Malcolm Turnbull. He reportedly told a meeting of Tasmanian Young Liberals on the weekend he looks forward to a Dutton government. But Mr Abbott says the unrest is not about himself nor Mr Turnbull.
It's not about him, it's not about me. It's not about personalities, it's about policy.
There is a revolt over this energy.
And what we've got to get is a contest. The only way we can win the next election is to have a contest over policy, not over personalities.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.